Howdy, folks. Today I want to talk about this concept of thinking you are better than someone else. I know this is something that many people use to kind of insult other people. Like, oh, you're this, you're that, you know, you think you're better than me, you think you're better than so-and-so, you're conceited, you're arrogant. I can definitely tell you, I have been accused of this many, many times. And I've always found myself telling instinctively, like, no, of course not. And then I started thinking today, in a very long drive from Dallas to Houston, well, what does it mean to be better than someone else? And I think that's where the gap comes from, of being better. For example, if you were to ask, is Michael Jordan better than anyone else? Well, instinctively, you would say, well, in what context is he better? Are you saying he's better in playing baseball? Well, maybe he's better than some, but he's definitely not better than most when it comes to the big leagues. But if you were to ask, well, is he better as far as another basketball player? And I'm sure for all of you LeBron and Kobe lovers out there, he's not better, but those as educated are probably not listening to this podcast. Just kidding. It's a little bit of conceitedness there for you. But yeah, the answer is absolutely. He is better. He is better than you. He is better than most people when it comes to basketball. He's probably the greatest that there will ever be, and definitely in our lifetimes. So does that make Michael Jordan conceited? Does that make him arrogant? Well, if you don't like him, yeah, but the reality is he displays an incredible amount of quantifiable objective competence. And competence is a way, and competence is a distinguishing character in value. And I think the word better than and more valuable have a lot of sense with each other. And it makes sense to say, yeah, I'm better than this, or I'm better than that. I think there's also another argument that no, it has nothing to do with being better. It's thinking that you are more, let's say, valuable as your intrinsic value. Like maybe not even at a specific thing, but you are, for example, worth more points of value. Let's say you're worth 100 points. And you say, hey, I'm worth 100 points, and that person is only worth 50, in my opinion. So that makes you think you're better than everyone else, or think you're smarter or more moral or whatever. So I think many would say that that's wrong, that that's not fair. But I'd like to pose a question. Let's pick some of the worst human beings that we know of. Timothy McVeigh, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, Adolf Hitler. Is there anyone in the world who would say that they are not better than Adolf Hitler? I don't know anyone who would say that. So if you can be better than someone else, there must be some kind of measurement as to why. So you think you're morally superior, or you think you are kinder. I don't think people would need to necessarily break out Adolf Hitler's qualities and say, well, Adolf Hitler was a better war general than me, but I'm a nicer friend than he ever was. Or I'm a more forgiving and more accepting person than he ever was. So I think that's pretty fair. And if it isn't, let me know if this logic is flawed. So there is some way of measuring what you're better at, and some kind of maybe leeway of what you accept and what is understood as being better. So what happens when it's, I don't know, a colleague of yours, or a manager of yours, or even a family member, or an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-wife, an ex-husband, and saying, man, you know, I outgrew them, you know? They didn't understand me, you know? And these are all things and ways of kind of saying, you know, like, yeah, you know, I just, maybe inside you think you're better than them, you know? Like, or there's this phrase that's used all the time is like, girl, you know, you can do better, right? Okay, what does that mean? You can do better, right? That means essentially you are better, or does it mean something else? So is it possible to be better than someone? Is it possible to say that you're better? And does that make you conceited? Or is it just a fact based on core competencies? Or does better actually mean that you believe you have more right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness than anyone else? That no, you're not any better than anyone. It doesn't matter what crimes they have committed. It doesn't matter what things they have done. It doesn't matter what values they have. You are equal because you're made of skin and bones and flesh, and so are they. And one human is in every single way equally valued as another human. Okay. That's a very interesting question. I don't know if I have an answer to that. But I do remember a scene in one of my favorite movies, The Dark Knight. In The Dark Knight, there's a scene where the Joker is trying to pit two kinds of people against one another. There is a group of hardened criminals who are in a boat on the way to leaving the city, and there's another group of people who is full of innocence, quote unquote, who have not committed any crimes. And each boat is kind of filled with a little bit of the others. Now, each person has a button that can destroy the other one. And so if boat A destroys boat B before boat B destroys boat A, the first one who strikes wins. If no one picks anything, they both die. So the Joker is just waiting because he thinks that this is going to be an almost instant decision, that those who are innocent will be instantly ready to sink the ship of the criminals, and that the criminals, because they are criminals, will be happily sink the ship of the innocents. And there's a line that's somewhat close to the boat of the innocents says that the criminals already had their chance. We didn't do anything wrong. We're good people. We respect the law. We don't want to die. We have a right to live and pursue happiness because essentially we are better than they are. So is it now actually possible to be better than someone else? And what ends up happening is pretty fantastic. Neither of them end up having the courage to pull the trigger on the other, and they both reside to saying, if we go, they go down too, but we're not going to be the ones who kill the others. And the Joker, in the only scene in the entire movie, has a look of surprise on his face. And he says this line, "Sometimes you just gotta do everything yourself." And was just shocked in the inability of these folks who genuinely thought they were better than someone else, but when it came down to making a judgment against those that would be quite a severe and permanent judgment, they weren't able to go through with it. And so I don't know. I think this concept of like saying that, you know, you're better than someone else is really different. And I think that, you know, the more obvious situations are, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you are rude to everyone working there because you're like, ugh, you know, I'm a customer. These people are working in, you know, blue-collar jobs. I don't know, is being a waiter a blue-collar job? So technically not wearing blue collars. Maybe. I'm not sure. Unless they work at Fogo de Show. I think they're all wearing blue collars. Actually, no, they wear white collars with their blue shirts. Anyways, you know, and mistreating someone and being rude to them because you're like, well, you're only here because of me and I make more money than you, my car is better than you. I mean, I think those situations are really obvious because they're the much less subtle versions of arrogance and conceitedness. But I'm talking about the more subtle situations where you maybe have an actual set of competencies that are superior, that makes you better in specific aspects. But maybe not in your entire intrinsic value as a human being, like the Dark Knight illustrated, that even hardened criminals versus quote-unquote innocent citizens, their lives are still equal, and no one is actually better than anyone else. So, I don't know. I'm really curious about this one. I think it's a really interesting thing, because hierarchies constantly form, for the most part, based on competencies. You don't see, you know, NBA, NFL, and baseball teams just filled with the most popular players. They're filled with the more competent players, right? They go through rigorous training and competitions and evaluations to determine competency and who's a better basketball player. So if you can be a better basketball player, can you be a better friend? Can you be a better girlfriend? Can you be a better Christian? Can you be a better Muslim? It's hard to make that jump, but when is it okay to make that jump? You can be a better basketball player. Where does it go from being a better basketball player to a better Christian? And how can you measure in between? How can you measure value and competency? I don't know. But I don't think it's either or. I don't think you can say things like, you know, you think you're better than so-and-so. Because in which way? In which way? Saying that no one thinks they're better than anyone else in anything is, it's probably not a lot of people who feel that way. I think everyone feels like they're pretty good at something in their life that's better than the majority of people that they know. And I don't think the opposite's true either. So I don't know. But an interesting thing to think about. And something that I thought about during a 4-hour drive today. And I'm trying to squeeze it into 15 minutes. Hope you enjoyed this one.